Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 13th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. In with us today, our friend Nathan Plim, Marketing Sales Manager with Visit Wisconsin Rapids. We're here to talk about the Rapids Area Sports Commission, MVP nominations, the award celebrations. Nathan, good to see you. How you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks for being here. We appreciate the time. I thought before we dive into nominees and the awards celebrations, let's tell people what this is all about.
Sure. So the Sports Commission is a public forum for leaders in sports organizations in Southwood County area, as well as the Wisconsin Rapids area. We work to promote sports tourism and develop sports tourism in the Wisconsin Rapids area by connecting people to provide opportunities to overcome, you know, shared obstacles that sports teams might be facing. And, you know, we're really focusing on growing those sports and the awareness of all the opportunities that we have in our area, both at the city and the county level. So we're really excited to see some more growth there and some more attendance at our meetings. It's been a really good year for the Sports Commission.
It's one of those things, too, where we're able to bring so much attention to such a fun thing that we have going on, too, in our area. Not only being able to bring up locals and nominate them and give them a bit in the spotlight and a bit of the tip of the hat, but to the sports themselves and to the complex itself, which is still relatively new and a new thing for not only our area but for our state.
Right. Yeah. It's the Rapids Area Sports Complex is an amazing asset for our area. We're really excited to see what you know, the past tournaments that have been held there and how much growth those specific sports have had. And we're really excited to see what it can become and how we can attract more and more tournaments to the area. Yeah.
How do you get the people for the? How do you come up with nominees for something like this?
Sure. So the Sports Commission, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission, is hosting the 2023 MVP Awards. And what that award is it acknowledges an individual that demonstrates commitment, creativity, and dynamic energy toward the growth of sports and sports tourism in our community. And the award presentation is to bring awareness to all of the growth and the work that these individuals have been doing in the sports community. And so in order for people to be nominated, anyone is eligible to be nominated mm-hmm. that has participated in a Wisconsin Rapids area sports organization or a partner organization of that like. And sorry, pause. So yeah, people can nominate individuals in the community for this award by visiting our website, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website, and that link is visitwisrapids.com/sportscommission. Again, visitwisrapids.com/sportscommission. And on that page, we have a fillable criteria and nomination form. So the first page of that will have all the different things that we need in a complete nomination. And that includes a write-up of why the person nominating thinks that the nominee should be the MVP. Those would be ways that they demonstrate growth towards the sports tourism. How do they impact the community and individuals involved in those sports organizations? And if there's any evidence of financial benefit or economic impact and things like that, that's all included in the nomination. And of course, contact information. We like to see some photos of the individual as well. The Convention and Visitors Bureau works to really put those nominees out there because that's what this event is all about.
Yeah.
It's really about the nomination. We at this time, the event only has the one MVP award, so there's one winner. However, the honor we see is in being recognized, especially by someone in the community.
Yeah. It really is one of those scenarios where it is an honor just to be nominated, just to be mm-hmm. in the name, in the same breath of these other people. And, mm-hmm. and it's such a good way to give an opportunity to these people to feel that spotlight for a moment. More times than not, we're talking about individuals that are giving of their time and that's the last thing they're looking for. So it's on us as a community to let them know how special they are, how much we appreciate them doing these things.
Exactly.
Those of us that are just nerds about sports and love sports, eat it up. I don't care if it's football or tiddlywinks. It doesn't matter. We just love sports. I think one of the things that we understand, those of lovers of sports, that it's more times than not about the final score. not about who wins or loses, especially at the levels we're talking about when we're talking about high school or we're talking about local athletics or those things. We'd love to see this kid, like another Vince Beagle or somebody like that, be able to go on and take his game to the next level and to the next level. It's really cool to see that. But I think most of us understand as well as sports fans, the percentages of that are very small. What we can guarantee is that these kids take these lessons that they learn from sports to whatever field they do with the rest of their life, sportsmanship, how to treat somebody, how to take a loss, how to take a win. All of these things come from sports. You really can learn so much of what it is to be a good human being, a good adult, from playing sports.
Absolutely. And that's what is so inspiring about this community is the wide variety of sports opportunities that we provide at all age levels, right? And the beauty in the Sports Commission is that what you just mentioned, you know, that sense of community and learning and growth and focus on not necessarily winning, but how do we help each other through whatever obstacles we're facing? How do we develop players and athletes? All of those things are what the Sports Commission aims to do. And it's really cool to see, you know, hockey teams, football, soccer, basketball, figure skating, all the different kinds of sports working together in order to help each other solve those problems. And like I said, develop players and develop especially the youth sports we have in our area. It's really cool, not being from this area, but to be able to see how much the Wisconsin Rapids community has in terms of youth sports. I wish I did grow up here.
I hear you. I'm same boat, man. Same boat. I grew up in a real heavy sports family. My dad was a minor league hockey player. Did minor league middleweight boxing, and growing up, seeing that, I don't know many people more competitive than my father. But it would be, I would see a match at games for him, and these, you know, they'd be going at each other like crazy. At the end of the game, they're shaking hands.
Right.
And this guy that he was just, he got a 2-minute penalty for getting into a fight with, they're shaking hands and laughing and talking about the game and stuff. Like, I grew up seeing those things. And as an adult, that's what I appreciate about sports. Not just about sports, I should say, but about human beings. When we can show our humanity to each other, we can be vulnerable like that. It's funny because sports gets, I think, from a lot of people, from their perspective, they look at it, it's this machismo thing, it's this or it's that. Sports is about being vulnerable. Sports is about being human. And I think that's one of the most beautiful parts of it, whether it's a professional game or high school level. There's another angle of sports, too, that is so key to our conversation to this state. And we've talked about this with representatives, with other people, too, about how important commerce and visitors to this state are and, you know, bringing attention to different events is in the state. We understand that. And you guys at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, that's your game. That's your wheelhouse.
Absolutely. Yep.
Sports is a great way of showing people, you know, what's this Wisconsin Rapids area? What's this Central Wisconsin? I haven't checked that out much or anything. Mm-hmm. Well, they got this beautiful sports complex. That brings them in. And then all of a sudden they're here and they're like, whoa, what's this Cranberry Blossom Fest? What's this? What's that? And soon enough, you got a person who may even think about moving here, but are at the very least is going to come to these events. They bring people in.
And it all started at, say, a basketball game that they were here for. Or they were here for a baseball tournament over the summer one time, and they decided to come visit 2 years later because of how great of a time they had. That's what it's really all about. Sports tourism fits within our mission very much at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. While sports are a great part of our area, we're fortunate enough to have such a diverse and involved community where we have lots to offer. Sports are great, and I definitely want to talk about sports, but you know, we have a lot to offer as well, and that's what I think inspires people.
And before we wrap up today, I do want to talk about some of the upcoming events in this area. Sure. Make sure that we touch on those. When we're talking about commerce and economy, it's such a vital part of this conversation with what you guys do and tourism and bringing people in. We mentioned sports is one of the easier ways and one of the quicker ways to bring people in, but it is oftentimes a springboard to other events. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about this beautiful complex over there, how involved are you guys with the complex, with finding out about things going on over there? And are you able to, you know, give ideas or suggestions, that kind of thing? I'm always curious about the behind the scenes of these stories.
Sure. So on behalf of like the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, absolutely. We work with the folks over at the Rapids Area Sports Complex often. What we can do is we can provide hospitality items. We can help with proposals to bring in those tournaments. We can help to promote events and fundraisers and what's happening at the complex. That's what we do with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we're more than willing to help as much as we can. We work with the Red Hawks, American Legion mm-hmm. Baseball, and all kinds of different sports organizations. Those two specifically, just we did over the past summer.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing some work right now with like the Rafters and the River Kings. Mm-hmm. Rafters as they finish up their season, River Kings as they're starting theirs. And we're really excited to be able to work with so many different organizations. If anyone is looking for help with tournaments, getting proposals sent out, to whatever organization you might be mm-hmm. looking to attract, or just general hospitality items. Like, say you already have the tournament set and you want to greet those incoming players, fans, and athletes in a special way, feel free to reach out to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's why we're here. Hospitality is our game. So mm-hmm. If you have any questions, you can figure out more about us at visitwisrapids.com. That's visitwisrapids.com. Or you can reach out to us, send us an email, cvbstaff@visitwisrapids.com, or give us a phone call, 715-422-4650.
We'll get that information to you as before we wrap up again, too, everybody. I'm glad you brought up the Red Hawks, because I think it's one of the better examples of what we're talking about here. We had them in a little while ago, thanks to you guys, mm-hmm. giving the half an hour to them and got to really talk. And I think for our audience, we haven't had a chance to really talk to them and get to know the history of the team and mm-hmm. where how that it came to be even and everything. And they'll be some of the first people to tell you. We're not sure how this happens without the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, without the Bureau here being able to kind of add their assets to this story and this conversation. It's very cool not only to have them, the Red Hawks, and we say a good afternoon to all of our friends out there, but that you guys could be a part of that story. And that mm-hmm. that's a key part of this, I think, too, to other organizations, to other people out there. Whether you have an idea that you want to get off the ground, or if you are a business or anything going on, an event that you mm-hmm. have going on, we could be bigger. We could be doing more. How could we do that? Reach out to our friends at the Bureau. They are going to be able to help you.
Absolutely. And one of the best things about our organization is our services are free. We don't charge to market and promote organizations, businesses, events, fundraisers, things like that. And so with the Red Hawks especially, this was their second season, I believe, and they had a successful second mm-hmm. year. And I worked with John Krominacher. He's one of the head honchos over with the Red Hawks. We've worked with him at least once a week, like for 2 months before their last tournament in the awesome. Summer. So very, very much acquainted with them. And you're right. Great, great team to have and an asset to our area. But yeah, the biggest thing is that we just need to find the information, or we just need the information. And that's how we do what we do. Mm-hmm. We're looking for more people to start reaching out when they have events coming up and just sending us the information. We can put it on our website calendar, our social media pages. We can send it out to other interested parties. There's a lot that we're able to do once we have the information. So if people are looking to promote more, get bigger, like you said, we're the place to start.
As far as nominees for the MVP awards, 2023 MVP awards, can people still submit names? Are they able to still do that?
Absolutely. So the nomination process, or I should start with first the date. MVP award celebration is going to be on Thursday, November 16th at 2023, and that's going to be held at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Mm-hmm. Final details about the event itself are still being worked on between the CVB and Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. But in the meantime, nominations are still open for the MVP award. Those will be due Friday, October 20th, and like I said earlier, people can find that nomination criteria and the form on our website, visitwisrapids.com/sportscommission.
Not a huge requirement list. That mm-hmm. part is, I think, keeps it open for a lot of people. And there's mm-hmm. so many people out there that I know that you're thinking it, like our listeners are listening right now, and there are names popping off in their head, and like, I wonder if anybody recommended or nominated so and so.
Exactly.
And get the name in there,
Right. And one of the cool things about this award is that even if people were nominated in the past but didn't receive the award, right, because there's only one person chosen every year, if they haven't received the award, they're still eligible for nomination again. So we're encouraging folks that might have you know, nominated their friend or their colleague in the past, but were kind of disappointed that they might not have gotten the award, we're fortunate enough to be able to offer that. So feel free to send the information in. I do want to make a note that the Sports Commission does not hold nomination information year over year. So if you got any updates for us, we're happy to hear about those. Like I said, though, the deadline to nominate is Friday, October 20th. So 1 week from today.
And everybody, Maloff is spelled M-A-L-O-U. No, I'm joking.
Right.
I bring that up because I wanted to mention, give a shout out to all the past recipients. You sent out a great news release recently, and I thank you for that. One, for the information, and also sending it to us, Pam and I, and everything.
Sure.
Thank you for that. It's great to have that information, not only for this interview, but for other conversations. Mm-hmm. But it's also really cool to just look at these names. I've talked with most of these people on this list, mm-hmm. and every single one of them have, there's a theme I see in all of them. Now, for great at what they do, mm-hmm. and really impactful in what they do, and very intelligent in what they have. I look at like a guy like Marty Quarters from the River Kings, who used to be with us. I still talk mm-hmm. to Marty. Mm-hmm. He's enjoying life right now. But what he did for the River Kings in our community, now Coach Peckham is doing an amazing job right now. We love talking with him and having him on. Mm-hmm. We can't get to Coach Peckham without Coach Quarters.
Sure.
He really got this going.
Absolutely.
You know, and he belongs on this list. I think of somebody like that. And I think of somebody who, when I was talking to him, X's and O's. I mean, we love talking hockey, but his first thing out of his mouth every time is, man, this area is great. I love the people of this area.
Right.
And that's mm-hmm. off air. It's not even mm-hmm. on air. It's mm-hmm. not even where the microphones are tuned on or anything. It's just a guy who loved this area. I look at all these other names, and every one of them are the same way. People that believe in this area, love the people, and want to put back into it.
Exactly. These are the movers and shakers, if mm-hmm. you will, of our community. These mm-hmm. are the ones who see a need in our sports communities, and they took action. They did it, if you will.
Yeah.
For example, I had the honor of meeting Dan Guck and Lee Graff last year at the 2022 MVP Awards, and they're the folks that really helped get the ball rolling with the Rapids Area Sports Complex. There were several people and organizations involved, but you know, we were fortunate enough to honor them at last year's MVP Awards. So hopefully we can get some of those folks back, you know. Mm-hmm. An interesting part about this award as well is that it's not chosen by the Convention and Visitors Bureau mm-hmm. or, you know, public vote. It's actually the award winner is chosen by previous MVP award winners.
That's so cool.
So the group, that list that you're talking about, I'm working to get those folks together soon as we prepare once the nominations are
I love that process. I love the way you do that. I also think it's really smart because I would never be able to decide. If I was in your guys'
right?
shoes, I'd never be able to decide. Like, let them make it.
Exactly.
They got experience. They can decide.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to pick. There's so many great people around here.
Right. But again, that's the point of the event mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. it's while it's great to win and be recognized as quote unquote the 2023 MVP, the honor really is in the nomination. We want to host this event so people can share with the public about what they've been doing, because as we know, the behind the scenes stuff doesn't really get that light and that coverage. So we think that's really important, especially as a lot of these people are volunteers. A lot of our sports leaders are doing this in addition to, you know, running their families, working at their 9-to-5 jobs all day. So that is really important to us, and we hope that we can show that with this award.
We're speaking with Nathan from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau about the 2023 MVP Awards. Again, nominations are due by Friday, October 20th. You can get those nominations and see the criteria for it at visitwisrapids.com/sportscommission. visitwisrapids.com/sportscommission. The awards itself will be Thursday, November 16th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We have other great events coming up as well, Nate. Wondering if you want to touch on some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say right away that tomorrow is the last day for the outdoor Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market downtown. So, you know, hopefully weather permitting. It's kind of rainy right now, but if you're looking to get one last stop into the Farmers mm-hmm. Market before they close for the season, tomorrow's the day to do it. But don't fear, because we do have the Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Farmers Market starting. That's going to start on October 21st and run through December 16th at the Moravian Church. It'll be 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays, you know, holidays or mm-hmm. winter Wisconsin weather permitting.
But
that winter market, we're excited to see that back again. And more information about that event, and if you're looking to be a vendor for mm-hmm. that affair as well, you can find that out at the Moravian Church website or their Facebook, and that's Their website is wrmoravian.org. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the first note I wanted to make.
And, you know, this is the definition of buying local, supporting local, these farmers markets.
Absolutely.
You are not only helping our vendors, you're helping our ag industry, our farmers. You're getting some of the best produce in the state. You're getting some of the best things in the state and mm-hmm. handmade gifts and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. This time of year, all that stuff is very, very welcome. So
right.
be sure to take in this event and thank the vendors if you get a chance. Thank them for being able to spend the summer with us and being able to bring some of these great things to our community.
Absolutely. Some other events that we have coming up mm-hmm. in our area. We have Colorama happening at Tri-North Ski Club
this.
In Winter Park.
Yeah,
me too. This is the first year I'm actually able to go.
Cool,
so
cool.
I look forward to being out there tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like I said, at Tri-North Ski Club, October 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And what that event is it's a chance for people to see fall color of surrounding four counties. People will have the opportunity to go up to the top of the 55-meter ski jump. They can get a lift up there on an UTV, or you can hike up. But there's also going to be some vendors, some chili. I heard that their chili out there is really good.
Oh, it is.
And some music in the chalet. So it's going to be a great day. Again, hopefully the rain finishes up today so we can see that fall color tomorrow at Colorama.
It's going to be a fun event. And I know a very popular event here in this area.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Some other fall events that we have coming up, getting more into the spooky side of things. Mm. We have the Spirit Walk happening at Historic Point Bass. That's going to be October 21st and the 28th. That's going to be a chance for people to meet former residents of Point Bass and citizens of the area, of the era. Mm-hmm. And so the site, the grounds will be open. The quote-unquote spirits will emerge from their surroundings, and people are going to get a chance to get that historical context.
One of our favorite events in the area, we were just talking with our friends over there about this, and mm-hmm. looking forward to this one again. We'll be telling people more and more about it coming up.
Absolutely. Some other events we have later in the month, we're going to have the WIAA State Cross Country Meet on Saturday, October 28th.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. I think 10,000 day visitor or
that's what I
people
heard.
Visiting the area
yeah.
for one day for one event.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely a huge economic impact there. We're very fortunate to have to be able to host WIAA both cross country in the fall and gymnastics in the spring. So we're thankful to those folks there. Let's see, what else do we got coming up? We have Halloween at the YMCA.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a really fun event, especially for families. It's free to attend on Friday, October 27th, with a non-perishable food item. That's what they're asking for.
Yeah, you bring a can of soup or something like that, and you get to enjoy and have a free, fun time while also knowing that you're helping out a family out there that could use that can of soup or non-perishable food item. And I know for so many parents out there these days, too, knowing that you're taking your kid to a safe, fun event. That's the big thing. And not as much as, when we were kids and it was just kind of like, let them run. Just
right.
let them go out
right,
there.
Right.
It's a little more critiqued now and stuff. And that's a great event they do every year at the Y. They do a really good job with that.
Mm-hmm. And exactly with that, we have another really cool event that's going to be donating to the Southwood County Emerging Pantry Shelf, or SWEPS, if you will. That's Trunk or Treat with the St. Luke's Lutheran Church. That'll be Saturday, October 29th from 1:30 to 3:30. And, you know, get your costume ready, and we're going to have some games and candy going on, some food snacks, photo booth, guess the pumpkin weight, you know, win a prize, and vote on your favorite trunk, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, Trunk or Treat is happening Saturday, October 29th, and the food items are being donated to Southwood County Emerging Pantry Shelf.
We just never have enough time to cover all of these events. You and I could keep talking for another half an hour and still not cover everything. that speaks highly to what you guys are doing over there and what this community does day in and day out. We appreciate that, appreciate this community with these events. So much going on. We're very, very lucky to have that in this area. If people want to find out more, or I always like to mention this too, volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers with these events. There's very few events that we're good. We don't need anybody.
Right.
Most
right.
people could use an extra set of hands, and we always appreciate people being able to put back into the community by volunteering. If you want to do that, you want to find out more, where can they go, Nathan?
People can find out more about the things that we do by visiting our website, visitwisrapids.com. Again, visit wisrapids.com. Mm-hmm. We also serve as a connection point between the businesses and organizations in our area. So if organizations or groups are looking for volunteers, we're certainly happy to help make connections there. But yeah, feel free to give us a phone call if you're just wondering about the area, things going on, what we can do to help. 715-422-4650. Again, 715-422-4650 for the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Always good talking with you, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Do us a favor, tell Meredith hi for us.
I will.
Please do.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll talk again real soon. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you real soon right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.